Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Something just hit me listening to Alex Cora there. So they lose 16-1. Tanner Houck gives up a home run on his first pitch. And Tanner Houck, it felt like, according to the conversation Ted and I were just having off air, that Alex Cora kind of held him, hung him out to dry, right?
Ooh, big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time.
We weren't ready to go.
Tanner wanted out, and Alex is like, nah, you can just percolate on that mound a little longer.
Good.
So I'm going to choose to connect those two dots.
I hear you, Dan.
Tanner Houck did something that pissed off the manager, that showed the manager, I don't know if it's bullpen related, warm-up related, get to the ballpark late.
Giving up five runs in the first two innings?
No, I think before that. Okay. I think he did something to show he was, like, something that would lead you to believe he's not ready, and then he goes out there and he proves he's not ready. Something. That's what I choose to read into that. I may be reading between the lines, but it's at least circumstantially lines up.
It didn't fit. I was watching that game, and you're like, wait a minute, he's going out to start the third? It's 5-0, and of course, I think he gave up six. There's nine total runs given up in the third inning. Mm-hmm. I think he was responsible for six of them. So he was.
That's right.
I just couldn't believe he was rolled out there for the third inning, and that's, I don't know, that usually he's, you know, protects his big dog starters. It didn't look like he wanted to protect Tanner Houck. And here's a guy that made the All-Star game last year. Darren Duran made the All-Star game. Two of your better players from last year. I know Tanner Houck had a kind of a bad ending to his season last year, but for the first time, we with that cut that you came in with, Stiz, I'm hearing a different tone from Alex Cora. Yeah. It feels like his patience has kind of run out, boys.
You know what that reminded me of, Fitzy? Remember when Verdugo was late or whatever and they had an issue?
Oh, he had it with him.
Okay. I think he's had it with Tanner Houck. I'm taking that tone because it's so out of the norm. It's so out of character for Alex Cora to take that approach. And when he says it starts from the top or something, well, the most important guy you bring to a game every day is the starting pitcher. And if the starting pitcher isn't prepared and ready to go, it's going to be hard to win that day. I'm telling you. I didn't till we just aired that back to back.
Something going on behind the scenes with
Tanner Houck.
Late for a flight.
Yep. He ticked off the manager. Wasn't. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and Dan, you think it's time? You think it's time for Alex to talk tough?
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
I think that there's just they're too lackadaisical. There's not enough fight with this group. Like it felt like everybody laid down yesterday, is what I felt like watching that game.
Yeah, what if the whole entire mantra crossing sports here with Vrabel and the idea that they were going to remove entitlement from the building, what if the Red Sox feel a bit more entitled? What if they were sniffing their own blanks? What if they were reading their clips and came into the season thinking, like, we're going to cruise. We got all this young talent. We brought in St. Bregman. We were better than 81-81 last year. Spoiler alert, you weren't because you went 81-81. And so now they're buying into their own hype. Maybe Cora left Houck out there and let him get bloodied, bruised, and battered to show everyone, none of y'all are above this, so let's start getting our crap together. Otherwise, everyone is going to get their 2 2/3 for 11 runs.
I'm glad you brought that up, Fitzy, because something that's bothered me, Ted, you're not going to like this, so you might want to do earmuffs right now. I didn't love when Alex Bregman said, I've won everywhere I've been, and I plan on winning here, too, or something like that, to the introductory press conference. it rubbed me the wrong way. Like, planning to win is a little presumptive, right? Like, I hope we can do that here. I'm going to try to lead the guys in the, but planning to win, when he said that, because the whole story with him is since the ninth grade, I think. He's made the playoffs every year since the ninth grade. In everything he's ever done, he's made the playoffs. Yeah, that's in jeopardy. Not going to lie to you, Bregman. Glad you got the $40 million because your little streak's in jeopardy.
The wife might be checking kayak.com a little sooner this year.
But I do think, the one problem I would say with Cora trying to nip that in the bud now is, I feel like Cora propagated that idea. Hopefully that's the right word.
I think you're right.
Like, he kind of, they all bought into, we're going to be good. We're ready to win. We're a competitor.
Because I think it's been a long time that Alex has felt that way in the spring training. They finally spent money. They finally put money into this team. And, you know, he was right there with the rest of us.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good about his team. And so I think partly he's probably mad at the players. Like, dude, I had y'all's back. I was supporting y'all. I was pumping you guys up. And I have been for the first 18 games – basically telling everybody that you're going to turn it around eventually here, so everyone needs to just relax, and you're not doing it.
Right.
And so now I look like the bad guy, and now people are questioning whether or not I'm going to have a job for the whole season.
And it could be as simple as Fitzy. So you and I kind of took it in a more extreme, salacious direction with Hauk, and maybe he's late, or he's drinking, or he's this, or he's that. It could also just be almost an heir to the clubhouse of maybe guys aren't actually seemingly caring about the strikeouts, caring about the losses, caring about the way they're just kind of a dismissive, oh, we'll be fine. It'll long season, we'll be fine. Maybe it's just something as simple as that. There's a weird air in the clubhouse that Cora doesn't like, right? Like, that's his job.
Because you've got, hey, Walker Buehler and Bregman are here. They're World Series winners. They'll figure it out. We'll all figure it out together. We're not worried about it. It's a long season, right? This is the kind of something that can catch fire and build the wrong kind of momentum. And once things get going a certain way, with strikeouts, pop-outs, errors, people possibly showing up late, bad outings, that momentum will create itself, and it's going to be a whole lot of hard to stop it, reverse it, and then get going back the other direction as well. I'm sure Cora also just, see, to me, he doesn't strike me as a didactic, heavy-handed, staying on top of everyone, telling them how to do each and every little thing in their daily routine or as professional athletes. He strikes me as someone who treats them like men, like, you're paid to do this. I'll guide you. I'll try to put you in the right spot. Otherwise, you field the ball. You swing at this pitch. You do this. You do that. And when people don't, I think he's disappointed almost in a paternal way. And right now, he's probably thinking about pulling over and telling them, like, do it again. I'll turn this car around. I will turn this car around, you can walk.
So he made an example of Tanner Houck, perhaps. We were speculating, right, last night?
Sure. I mean,
who else has he made an example of?
A couple years ago. No, don't forget, there was that reliever.
Who did he make an example of this year in the last two games? He demoted
Casas?
Somebody in the batting
order.
Casas, yeah.
So
he's done that twice this year with Casas, Ted.
Okay, but it's Casas. It's the player that hasn't accomplished anything in this league,
right,
who thinks he has, that he's made an example of. So he could probably make an example of Bregman. I mean, of maybe Bregman. He could pull him out for four errors. He leads the team in errors.
Yeah, but you got nobody to put in because you can't put Devers in.
Okay, you get my point.
Yeah, I do.
His way of acting tough is tough words after this last loss. And moving Tristan Casas back in the order, he needs to take guys' playing time away. That's how you do it. You don't think Tristan Casas in the last two games since he's been demoted is 1-6. It hasn't really helped him.
No.
So, usually I think getting mad or frustrated or, kind of having this hard line against baseball players probably doesn't end up working too many times than not. But with a young team that hasn't proven anything, it might not be. He probably needs to change his tone behind the scenes.
Also, an interesting card to be played 18 games into a 162-game season. I know it feels like we've been watching this crap for a while, but that's still relatively early in the process. Yep. And if you play it now, I agree with you. First of all, Alex Cora has built a personality on being a player's manager and affable and the clubhouse and all the stuff we see in that.
I think it's the only
he's
thing that
accessible.
Works.
That's it.
162 games. Yeah.
But he's definitely not happy. And so the other question that came up, Fitzy and I were discussing earlier, your guy St. Bregman was brought here at least in part to be a leader, to show guys. Is there a difficulty for a team that doesn't have homegrown leaders? Because their homegrown players are more young and maybe in the future, Casas, Campbell, Durant even is a guy I've thrown out there. But can Bregman just come in right away, snap his fingers, and be the leader of the clubhouse?
I think so. Yeah, I think so, because I think a lot of those baseball players in there, they look at him as the most accomplished player.
Yep.
Right? And so I see what you're saying. I don't think it matters as much on a – I think football, that would maybe matter more. I just don't think on a baseball team it matters as much, because they all know each other. And they all know, they all have this ultimate respect for Bregman. And so just the, because he's never played on this team before, doesn't mean they're not going to listen to his opinion.
I guess my weird tie-in, Fitzy, would be if you remember when there was the whole incident with Bobby Valentine, and I believe it was Pedroia that was like, yeah, we don't do stuff like that around here. And yes. I know that's different. The manager's involved, but you had a guy who was a part of the culture of the Red Sox, had come up through the Red Sox, rookie of the year, MVP.
Did Rafi not come up through the Red
thing.
Sox?
Is he a leader?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, that's
my problem.
He most certainly did, Ted, yeah, but he was not the vocal leader or face of the franchise the same way that Pedroia was.
Right, and I don't know if I brought up Duran as a guy who...
No way.
No?
No way. Are you, no, no. Shut he hasn't accomplished quick. Enough. No.
Wow. He's an all-star, all-star game MVP?
Are you out of your mind? For the first time in his career last year, and he's off to a bad start. You can't...
So they don't have homegrown leadership.
No, no, no. They definitely do not.
So do we believe that could maybe not be the like main
again,
reason?
I don't think you need to have homegrown leadership to have a good baseball team. I think you can bring in hired mercenaries to be leaders because, baseball is just different. I think you can't get away with that in baseball.
So Ted Johnson, we all know he does a lot of research. He's always got notepads and information in front of him. And during the break, he said, you know what the Red Sox are second in baseball in? Something good. And I said, I have no idea. Save it for the air. So Ted Johnson.
You guys know. Can you guys tell me? What are the Red Sox ranked second in?
Strikeouts and
okay, that
errors.
Are good, Fitzy.
Good.
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 Oh, well, that was good for talk.
Good.
Okay. And I real quick, I'll say this. You know, before last night's game, they were ranked sixth in runs scored in Major League Baseball. Sixth. They're now 14th after last night. And then they were also...
Stolen bases.
There you go. They're second
Yay.
In stolen bases.
Good.
Once again, proving that... Stolen bases are irrelevant because they stink.
Yeah, it's weird. A team that is aggressive on the base running, you would think is quote a small ball team, right? Yeah. I would think. I don't know that is a team that okay. You're aggressively running the bases. You every run matters. No, it's like no. Let's just swing for the fences.
Yeah,
as opposed to just advancing runners. Getting them in scoring position so you can knock them in. It's this team's. Desire to run the bases like they have aggressively steal bases doesn't jive with how they hit the ball, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Got to get on base to do that.
Yeah. Well, and I would say, it was a problem for a while, leaving runners in scoring position, men left on base. That wasn't an issue last night because they didn't, I think they only left four runners on base or something like that.
Let me finish this one. Before last night's game, they were sixth in starter ERA.
Well, that took a hit.
They went to 14th after last night's showing. They went from 6th to 14th in starter ERA in the major leagues.
So the 617 chimes in. This is typical. So it's our problem. It's our fault. Did you know that, Ted? Mm-hmm. WEEI completely overrated this team. We were the only ones because I saw lots of publications. I saw lots of bets. I saw lots of gambling books putting out all the numbers about how many people were betting on the Red Sox to win the AL East, win the pennant, go to the World Series. I think it was the Athletic maybe that had Braves, Red Sox, Worlds. We were the ones that overrated this team.
Wasn't it MLB.com?
Oh, maybe MLB.com.
It was MLB.com.
They had Dodgers, Red Sox.
Like, so don't give me this crap. Did we overrate them? Yes. Guilty as charged. We overrated them, along with everybody else in the baseball world who told me the defense was going to be better, who told me Bregman was going to change the entirety of the lineup, who told me all these things. Walker Buehler was going to be this, and the pitching staff was going to be deep.
Well, he had a good start last time, so he deserves – if he craps the bed tonight, if he gets shellacked against Binzo or Bozo or Ding Dong or whoever's pitching
for Tampa. I don't think we should be making fun of anybody other.
I'm honestly trying to Binzo or Bunzo – whoever it is pitching for Tampa, like you have to give the other team the default edge until otherwise notified. But that said, Walker Buehler is not a disappointment yet. How getting hammered like this, like in the middle of April, already giving up half as many home runs as he did last season, just having no resolve, no fight to him, the quit in that game. It's like 2 years ago, the one I was going to bring up earlier, Ted, when last time Cora really tried to send a message to the team. was after they gave him nothing at the 2023 deadline. And in August, they were getting hammered. So they brought in this reliever who pitched 4 1/3 innings and gave up 11 runs. And I think the Sox lost like 17-4. This name should live in infamy. And it was almost just sort of like this was Cora's way of staring up at the owner's box and saying, this is what you get. Thanks for the reinforcements, guys.
Kyle Barraclough is the name you're looking for.
Barraclough, yeah. Yes, that's right. Keith and I used to say you got Barraclough. That's
yep,
right.
That so, was wrong. Ugh,
the other thing, guy. So the Twitch chat Barraclough throws out Brett Norton, Red Sox, 25 players, 25 Ubers. I've heard nothing about anything like that. I thought we left spring training saying this was one of the best clubhouses, tightest teams.
But we were buying each other's suits.
Yeah, but so is that all lies? Was that all bunk? Was that all narrative? Because there's a lot of beat writers that hang out for a lot of time down there that I feel like we'd hear whispers of. Yeah, that they're selling you isn't really true. I saw this. I saw
never
that.
Never like, once did we hear
not
that.
Not once. I heard they were going to be good on defense. The lineup, the yep, great clubhouse. They love each other. They have leadership. And they have arrogance. They have this. They have that.
And you base it off of kind of, you know, what the Yankees, the injuries they were sustaining. Yes. And you know, and Toronto was like, still big question marks with them. And, you know, maybe the Orioles aren't ready to take the next big step. So there was other factors at play when you were kind of, predicting how the Red Sox would play this year.
And all that being said, Dan Ball, I'll get to you in 1 second. All that being said, I hate to have to be the voice of optimism on this show. I'm not sure it suits me.
That's never good.
They've been pitiful at playing the sport of baseball, which is their chosen profession, so that's bad. And Ted Johnson, they are 2 games out of first place.
How about that?
2 games out.
So a lot of teams are bad at baseball.
But you're like, you're a, I said earlier, you're a doubleheader away from being in first place. Like, if you had a good day, get a rain out, and then 2 games in 1 day, you could be back in first place. So that's the beauty of the longevity of baseball, and like nothing is lost here. We could be talking playoffs, and I think they're a game out of the wild card. Now, it's ridiculous that I'm clicking on the wild card tab in the standings.
The wild card
this early.
On April 15th.
They're still in it, guys. Don't worry.
Like, so
all hope is not lost.
I love, and the beauty of this is baseball is back in Boston, and this proves it, because people care. They're watching every night. They're bitching about these losses. Mm-hmm. They're bitching about individual managerial moves. Why are you moving Campbell to the outfield? Leave him at second. Why are you leaving Hauk out there? People have invested in this team, and all is not lost. I'm just saying it. All is not lost. They're like 1 or 2 days from turning it around. They need the Cardinals. Can the Cardinals come back to Fenway? That seemed to be all that cures them is the Cardinals at Fenway. So maybe get the Cardinals back.
Or the Orioles. Bird teams. Are there any other bird teams we could play?
Not the Blue Jays. Certain bird teams. That's true. Not all bird teams. Some give them trouble. 617-779-7937. Reacting to the struggles of the Boston Red Sox. Reminder, tomorrow, 2:15, Alex Cora will face some tough questions from Nick Fitzy Stevens because he needs to answer for a lot of things that are going wrong with his baseball team. Up next, there's been questions out of North Carolina. Questions about the role of Bill Belichick and his significant other. Well, thanks to information requests, because it's a state school, we know a little bit more about Jordan and her role at North Carolina and in the world of Bill Belichick. We'll talk about that next with Ted Johnson, who loves the topic here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we got Dan Ball for the last time today with What's Trending.
Our phone lines are...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning
way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Open. Bill Belichick, Stiz's coach, his favorite coach, one of his favorite people on the planet. He's still waiting for his UNC footy pajama hoodie thing that... Have you gotten that yet?
I got robbed. No, that I actually forgot about it. I got beat by one of those things when you're scrolling Instagram and it's like, you know, they clearly know I like Bill Belichick. So they said, hey, how about these UNC footy pajamas?
Uh-huh.
I ordered, never got them, nothing.
I'm surprised you're not blaming Trump and the tariffs for ruining it.
That's that's why, Stiz, you probably shouldn't buy from GONURTHCARONA.com.
You never know. Sometimes shady websites are good. But anyway, not a shady website is The Athletic, and they had a story posted this morning. How involved is Bill Belichick's girlfriend at UNC?
Oh.
New emails show a glimpse inside her role. So as I mentioned heading into the break, because UNC is a state school, they fall under those Freedom of Information Acts, so reporters can ask for emails and all these things that are...
I wonder if Bill knew that.
I'm surprised he uses, like, but I guess if he interacts with somebody from the school, their end would show even his private email coming in. This guy, that's Matt Baker.
That all this stuff is public knowledge.
44 pages provided a glimpse at the role of his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, as Belichick steers a college program for the first time. There's a lot basing it on the optics. One of the first things they get into is when Steve Belichick was hired, his son... She wanted to get ahead of the nepotism narrative, though Steve Belichick, this is her email, they want to raise awareness regarding a sometimes subtle, sometimes obvious, frequently occurring detail within media releases and social media posts about nepotism. Steve Belichick is, in fact, Bill's son. He should be depicted and represented on his own established, credible entity as opposed to an extension of Bill, Jordan wrote.
Go ahead. Read the next line, though. Read the rest of it.
It can be easily misinterpreted that Steve is simply benefiting from the nepotism, but that is not the case. Steve was fortunate to have learned defensive football strategy from the, quote, greatest defensive mind, end quote,
of all time.
He has earned his position due to his performance and output.
So that's her opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's been called that numerous times on numerous programs.
I know. I mean, it's still debatable. But also, what did Steve do on his own? 1 year. 1 year at Washington. That's all. Everything else that they go into, she's like, he was a 9-year assistant coach in the NFL. Yeah, who was his boss? Oh, Bill Belichick. Like, it was always at Bill's side. I'm sorry. That's the reality. It's also the reality of coaching, and I don't know that it's the biggest deal, but okay, so she wanted to get out in front of that. That was part of her input.
Yep.
Elsewhere in here, I got to find the money stuff. First of all, what do you think of this, Tim?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, this would kind of go along with what we've all been thinking, is that she's, you know, we make fun of pictures with him and her together. We all think that, you know, he needs to give us a sign if he's okay. But clearly she's taken over a huge role in his life. She's not only the girlfriend, she's also his assistant, business manager, and strategic planner. I mean, he basically thanked her in his last book as being his creative muse. So she yes. is oh, in God. Everything. There's pictures of her at practice dressed in a way that's just, she's not dressed like you would think she should be dressed. If you're going to go out and talk to the head coach of the college, you would think she would dress a little differently. But I think it's a bad look for Bill. People, whatever. I just think it's a bad look. And this is part of it. It was something else she did she said in these emails. So she's basically taken over his emails. Mm-hmm. And she said this: is there anyone monitoring the UNC football page for slanderous commentary and subsequently deleting it, blocking users that are harassing BB in his comments? So she's basically saying it's your job to take off negative comments.
Right.
Where would there be negative comments on message boards, like on Tar Heels Planet or
who knows?
Heels
but
on their social media, on Facebook, I think, Instagram,
yeah, replies on socials that they want people to remove down, and Bill got in on it.
Bill got just so laid out. So Bill said something in one of these emails. He's basically saying because someone called him a predator on yep. one of these sites that UNC didn't delete it right away. And so what did he say, Andy, in this email?
Well, first of all, on Valentine's Day, okay. Belichick emailed and said, I cannot believe that UNC would support my being called, quote, a predator, he wrote.
Can you imagine how hard he is to deal with? Like, you guys didn't delete it, so you obviously support it.
Right.
Is the conclusion he's coming to. Are you kidding me? And there's the thing. And then it goes on to say he's basically trademarked, patented 14 different phrases.
Everything.
For a guy that was all about team first, no self-promotion, he's trademarking all these phrases. You talk about a guy that always complains about don't listen to the noise, don't listen to what people are saying. It's all – and I've always said this is what he's obsessed about. All the things that he constantly preaches about is really what he obsesses about.
So the one I found most interesting, so they list some of them, Chapel Bill. Okay, everybody said that immediately, Chapel Bill, whatever. The next one made me think, Bill's not really involved. Mm-hmm. Chapel Bill, in parentheses, Bill's version. Isn't that a Taylor Swift allusion? Isn't that what that is? Am I reading that wrong?
I have no idea.
Because remember Taylor Swift had the weird contract and she re-released all her songs, mm-hmm. Taylor's version, so she could get the money instead of the old bad contract, whatever.
Ah, right.
And
right.
I can tell you for a fact that we know Jordan is a massive Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah,
so
dude,
she's doing things
of course.
That I'm not even sure he knows about, but it's his name.
No, he signs off on it.
He signed off on it.
So he's
so might have a,
also included
have a
the Bellustrator. In the Belichick way.
Wow.
So in
the
his
Belichick
book,
way.
In his book, he said there was no Patriot way, but there's a Belichick way apparently because
wow.
I'm patenting
wow,
it.
Wow.
I am going to have T-shirts
that's
that say
unbelievable. That's unbelievable, man.
Is it unbelievable or is it
no?
Very
it's
believable.
Totally believable.
You know,
it's yeah. so on brand.
It's unbelievable to me, Fitzy, that it's come out.
Yeah.
Like it's like you tell all these people things and like. Okay. The winning is supposed to cover up all that. I just amazed at how he's exposed himself to all this stuff that people have accused him of, but you couldn't really prove until now.
So I'm going to ask you a question because this is tough for you to do. I want you to remove your personal experiences with Belichick. I want you to just be an alumni of a major college football program.
Yeah.
And think of yourself like you're Lawrence Taylor, you're Julius Peppers. You went to North Carolina, and initially you were probably excited, right? Bill Belichick took over the program.
Yeah.
We haven't had a ton of success. Bill's a great coach. When you start to see this stuff, you're drinking your morning, and you're like, wait, his girlfriend runs the social media and gets all – like, how would you react as just a rich – former NFL player, alumni of the program. Would you like this? Would it be embarrassing? Would you start to question?
I would like it at first, and then I would start – then this stuff would start to embarrass me. But you know where the part my biggest question would have been was, wait, our recruiting class was only ranked 46th? I mean, we had a better recruiting class last year. Aren't you supposed to bring in great players because you're Bill Belichick? That would be the biggest alarm for me. Is that he couldn't get a better recruiting class than he got.
Stiz,
didn't they just poach a quarterback, though, this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
So they went from 46 to 45.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I think they just got, like, a four-star quarterback who was committed one place and went to North Carolina.
Till he turns on them again and all that.
Yeah,
so, Stiz, you've been very quiet through this segment, and I don't care for it. You are the massive Bill Belichick supporter in this room. What do we got here?
Andy, I thought you would never ask. But since you did, I just wrote down a couple things here.
Oh, you're prepared. You have a statement.
I think you guys are absolutely cherry-picking through this report. Let me read you two things that I found. Quote, most of the emails Hudson was copied on are mundane. Second, quote, Hudson's involvement was minimal, with one exception focused on social media. Oh, wow. He's hired his girlfriend to you know, control and take care of his social media stuff. Big whoop.
So you wouldn't question that?
No.
Even if I had we got a new boss here, and the new boss came in, and he's, you know, 60-something executive they brought in from Des Moines.
The boss that used to always say snap face and make fun of social media.
And he has a very young girlfriend, and he was like, oh, by the way, you all answer to her now. She'll control all social media, Instagram videos, anything you do.
I don't think that's a fair apples to apples comparison. And I don't think he's saying, oh my God, you have to answer to her for everything.
She's CC'd on every email.
Ted brought up the way she was dressed. Unbelievable. We spoke to WEI's own John Lyons, who went to that practice and said she went up there and helped him with the headset like one time. She was very much in the background and on the sidelines. She looked to me like a woman dressed in today's workforce. You know who else I bet was probably dressed like that as a woman working in the NFL?
Robin Glazer.
I bet she was.
No way.
She certainly was not dressed like that.
Are you kidding me?
And Ted, he says players can't do this. He's a coach. He's not a player. That's like a kid saying, like, well, you drink, so why can't I drink? It's different. You're the player. He's the coach. Okay. And he's copyrighting a bunch. Just everyone should know this. Just because someone copyrights something or patents something doesn't mean that they're going to throw it on a T-shirt or whatever. That's just like a business thing. So I don't necessarily think we should read so much into that.
Can I pause you real quick? Did you just say she only came out once to fix his headset?
Oh, because he's mic'd up.
Yeah,
it's a little sideways.
She controls it. Andy, she is listed in emails as the COO of Belichick Productions.
No, I know.
Belichick Productions.
You don't think that's weird? I bet
he was like, oh, something's, I can't really hear the volume.
And there's no one else
involved.
She
ran over like,
there's
hey.
No one else. There's no interns. There's no key groups. No, I'll adjust
your knobs, sure Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
Nicholas.
You, Fitzy. Like, what? This is ridiculous. You are selling your soul to defending Bill Belichick.
And then you guys
and
are
it is embarrassing.
On the social media thing, as if we don't work for a company
Careful.
That is in the public that we have to monitor, because we all know how some of our, you know, I won't say audience, but trolls can be, that we have to monitor
Absolutely.
Our social We're- media engagement and look for, you know, potential
What are you talking
delete?
About, Stiz? I appreciate every time somebody says that I do radio shows from my mom's basement.
That's a little different than someone like, you know, calling you a predator or...
Wait, so Stiz, has anyone, have any bosses, very, very young girlfriends told you to do anything?
No, not here. But again, I don't think that's an apples to apples comparison.
Ken's girlfriend never shows up at the station.
He brought his daughter in last week, though. Very, very... Very cute.
That's
that wasn't the right word, Ken, if you're listening. That's a beautiful
That's also
young girl.
What they thought at North Carolina. Oh, Bill brought his daughter. That's cute. His granddaughter.
Let me ask you this. Has anybody said anything horrible to you on social media before, Stiz?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Are you mad? Or do you think that EEI signs off on what that person said?
Because no, absolutely
they didn't erase
not.
the post on social media?
No. Absolutely
job,
not.
Ted. You got to call.
But if somebody started commenting on WEEI's Facebook page, hey, Ted Johnson is, and started saying like, very bad, not like he's bad at radio, like borderline, and you're not, but you know what I'm saying, borderline bad stuff, it would be on... Dan
Feel
and
free
I,
to land this plane anytime.
I know, sorry. It would be on Dan and I to delete some of that stuff.
Okay, your defense of him is a little strange. And it's fine if you really feel that way. I understand it. I actually believe there are a lot of Stizzes around New England.
Oh, I do too.
I do too. I think they're kind of cult-like
Andy,
followers.
Andy, there's a ton. There's a ton, man.
That like, nothing you put out there is going to ever convince them.
So
otherwise.
Yeah. Let's talk to a couple of the phone callers, because Ted, somebody wants to come at you a little bit. Mike in West Springfield says Ted is being a little hypocritical. Tell us, Mike, how is Ted being hypocritical?
All right. So, Teddy, this is just for you.
One thing I'll acknowledge right off the bat is it is weird that Belichick is with Jordan. Okay.
when it comes to the reporters,
the news media, social media, and everything else, Teddy, you played for the man. Would you agree he did a great job keeping you guys out of that mess and making sure you guys were focused on football? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That being said, now he's trying to do the same thing with the University of North Carolina, but now it's just public knowledge. So you're giving him crap for trying to do the same thing, which is an internal thing for you when you played for the Patriots, but now it's not internal because it's a state school, and all of a sudden everybody knows about it.
No, Mike.
He's probably harped on it his entire life, his entire coaching career, but now we're just finding out about it now, and you're giving him crap for it.
I don't understand, Mike. Bill's being he's always talked about not being promoting yourself, not doing the social media thing,
yes.
And now he's doing it. So how am I don't understand how I'm being hypocritical.
You're not. So Mike, if Bill were doing the no days off stuff and like you guys are not allowed on, I think everybody would say, oh, Bill being Bill, it's what he did in the pros.
Yep.
Like he could have made a whole thing of it. He could have paid guys NIL money to get off social media. That like could have been his shtick.
Because,
I will pay my quarterback to not be on Instagram and Twitter and not get involved. But no, he's gone the other way, and he's got 14 freaking slogans that he's got, and he's got production companies.
He's just doing what he preached against for his entire career. And so I would think that makes him more the hypocrite. I don't understand how I'm being the hypocrite.
It's as clear and simple as this. If Belichick, when it was inconvenient to him, had been clear enough with us and came out and said, when he did his whole like, hey, everybody, can you believe I'm on Snapface? LOLs. If he just, when he came out and did that and said, I'm doing this, not because it's a big shock and awe thing or that Jordan wants me to, but because by elevating my public profile and trying to seem hip and cool with the kids, it's going to help the recruiting class of North Carolina and elevate their overall profile. Therefore, I'm going against my previously established grain. I think a lot of us would have less of a problem with it, Ted, than we do now. But it, as is, without that preface, Stiz, it's coming across as hypocritical. Good day, sir.
Up here on WEEI Afternoons, we have one more call, and it's Franco in Lynn. What are your thoughts on this Bill Belichick situation?
What's up, fellas? Real quick, I did a shoot today. I filmed things, and I did a shoot with Joe Andruzzi, former teammate, I believe, of Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a charitable event. It was great.
Nice.
Awesome. He helped, he gave him and Stop and Shop gave a year free food to a cancer survivor. So that's great.
He's the man.
Real quick. Second thing, hey, man, this is like, when he was in the NFL, he was coaching men, right? Now he has to recruit young boys. And young men, they're on social media. So he has to focus on where these guys are putting their mind. And if he has a girlfriend who's 24 years old, who's in the prime of social media, isn't it a good idea to say, hey, listen, go there and use that tool to get me recruits, because that's where these guys are. So it's just a tool for him to get recruits. And if you really think about it, he gave his girlfriend a really entry-level job, and I'm sure she got the black card. I'm sure she don't need money. Guys, great show. I think I'm a comment off the internet.
Thanks, Franco. We did have one person suggest that he just put her to work so she's not a free rider, basically to make, you know, I'm not just giving you money all the time. You actually have to be put to work.
Okay.
So maybe that's part of it.
I
don't know.
In other ways?
It's an interesting situation. I'm sure we will continue to be entertained by it and monitor it. More will come out because I bet you this story did very well on The Athletic today. A lot of clicks,
everybody
lot
wants
of
to know why there was so much drama in New England for 25 years when Bill was here. Like, you think he was maybe part of it?
A little bit.
That's crazy. We had a lot to talk about with him down in UNC. A lot of people didn't think that'd be the case, but
absolutely. And thanks to the production company, we'll see and hear it all, I guess. I don't know. Up next here on WEEI Afternoon, time for odds and ends. It's going to be numbers-based. So we may hear from a guy trying to get a girl's number on live television. And we're also going to talk about a couple numbers that are being retired. One, legitimately, and one I have a significant problem with. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
WEEI Afternoons, time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-4KIDS. That's Cars with a K. So up first here, we have, I believe it's a Braves sideline reporter, in-game reporter, during the team broadcast, who is chatting with some nice ladies in the crowd. And it turns into an opportunity, I guess, for him to try to get a phone number. Stiz, roll it.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right. I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, hey, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
There's some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
Nice. Attaboy.
Way to go, man.
Wait, what is going on?
Well, he got the number. Like, he's a, you know.
First of all, you say digits. Who says get the numbers?
Well, the guy in the booth who asked for it is probably 60.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
I just wonder, is this going to create,
holy
like,
Belichick.
Who says digits?
You bring a microphone now to games and just, like, pretend you're on air and, like, yeah, the guys in the booth want me to get your number. Could you, we're on TV. You don't want to make me look bad here, so here's my phone. Can you give me your number?
I think certain perks should go with that job. You
know?
If it helps you get land a, you know, a date, then by all means.
Okay.
Use it to land a date.
So naturally, this has also created some controversy, by the way. This guy's getting some blowback for us.
You don't say, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I know. That'll blow your mind.
For what?
Because he looks like a dork, and those guys look like dorks, too. They all sound like dorks. You can't tell me they don't sound like dorks.
Speaking of dorks, Christian Arkin joins the show.
You should get their number.
They did sound a little dorky, but whatever.
They sound like me when I was 14 at the food court at the mall in Burlington Mall. Me and my friends, like, too shy to go up and talk to girls. That's what they sound like.
Well, they're also baseball
They're
guys.
Baseball announcers.
No offense,
yeah.
But, like, good point. I generally assume most baseball announcers, no offense to anyone listening, Will Fleming or Cooper Ford, any of y'all, you
Are
might
you
be a little
me?
Dorky at times.
Don Orsillo just used to look at women and they would have to reconsider their life's decisions.
So let's go to, I have two buffs in the room today.
Yeah.
And we have word now that...
of equal stature, I think, in the Colorado organization.
No doubt.
Everyone says that.
Anyone have a question? Yeah.
So, Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, both prospects, might go in the top four. And both are having their numbers retired by the Colorado football program, to which I said, I'd be offended if I was Travis Hunter, because I won the Heisman. I'm maybe the best athlete in this draft, maybe one of the best athletes that ever has walked on a college football field. And Shedeur Sanders, well... your dad's son. Like, are you guys not offended as Buffalo alum?
You want me to go first? Okay, fine.
You go first.
You know what? I should get the first word on
go
this. I think that having Shedeur get his number retired is exactly what I hate about nepotism in sports, because that's the only reason that it's happening. I don't think that it would ever happen otherwise. It's only because he's Deion's kid. He had a great season. He's had two very good seasons. It's not like he was bad. But they did not have some great record. He did not win any bowl game. You know what I mean? Like, it's not – they didn't win the national championship. There's guys from your – Ted, you should have your number retired before Shedeur Sanders, in my opinion. Cordell Stewart certainly should. And the fact
that's
that they didn't is stupid. Like, if you're going to put Sanders up there, Mason Crosby should be there. Paul Richardson should be there. And those guys
Alfred
shouldn't
Williams.
Be there. Yep. You know? Like, that's sort of the point. So, like, I think Hunter absolutely should be up there. I support that 100%. But Sanders shouldn't be.
Well, when Mason Crosby's dad takes over the team as the head coach, he'll get his number retired. We're going to get Mason Ted Johnson's opinion on the other side here. We got one more quick segment here on WEEI Afternoons. Ted Johnson will say why or why not Shedeur Sanders should have his number retired.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.